Democrat lawmaker calls for Twitter to suspend Donald Trump's account until all votes are counted. By Amy Furr on November 5, 2020. Representative David Cicilline, D.R.E., called Wednesday for Twitter to suspend President Donald Trump's account for posting what he claimed were lies and misinformation. Right now, the president's Twitter account is posting lies and misinformation at a breathtaking clip. It is a threat to our democracy and should be suspended until all the votes are counted, he said in a pinned tweet. Representative Jerry Connolly, DVA, also urged the tech giant to suspend the president's account, writing, "This is America, not Russia." In addition to the president's account, Twitter targeted conservative journalists and commentators on Wednesday as concern over the election results grew, according to Breitbart News. Radio host Buck Sexton said Twitter was currently blocking a tweet of mine that expresses concern about possible future voter fraud that could be happening in the days ahead. Big tech basically works for the DNC. This is appalling, he noted. In a recent letter to Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, Acting Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Chad Wolf demanded that the company stop censoring government officials' accounts, according to Breitbart News. This follows Twitter's decision to suspend the account of Mark Morgan, Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, after he posted a tweet praising President Trump's border wall, the article stated. Wolf's letter read, in part, "There was no reason to remove Mr. Morgan's tweet from your platform, other than ideological disagreement with the speaker. Such censorship is disturbing. Twitter's conduct censoring U.S. government officials also endangers the national security. It is dangerous and damaging when any publisher arbitrarily and unfoundedly decides, as it did here, that the facts and policies of a particular presidential administration constitute violence in order to censor them. And in the case of Twitter, this can cut off an essential mode of communication between U.S. government officials and the public. In doing so, Twitter is sabotaging public discourse regarding important national and homeland security issues. Further, it is clear that Twitter's gross censorship was intentional, not accidental," the secretary wrote.